on. Had one go down the Twinkie pipe.
Uh-oh. Don't you love it when you do that right before you go on the air?
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, because now you'll have the little raspy feeling for about 5 minutes. That sucks. You know that feeling, John?
I do know that feeling. I may have it right now.
It's like when you're choking
yeah.
at a dinner.
Yep.
And you know you're not going to choke.
No, you're totally
to death,
fine. Right, you're fine.
But you have to do the whole, like, hold up one finger. Yeah. And then people really, someone really wants to do the Heimlich.
yeah. No, you know you're good. It's just you can't talk and you're coughing. And
You ever ever do the Heimlich on somebody?
I have. Anyone? I did it on Maureen.
You did? Wow.
I did. She was really mad at me. really embarrassed.
But she was choking.
She was.
Yeah. Well, you had to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Good job.
Coughed up half a filet.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, great. I mean, great that you did that, but not great that, I mean, that's, I can't think, there are, like, those would be the things I would not want to choke on.
Yeah, because that's an
like
expensive.
Steaks, that's chicken, expensive kind of whatever. Meat. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you no good. Lose a little chicken.
My last bad one, and Nick did this a few years ago. Nick was by himself, and he was choking on something, and it was really, like, he was trying to, like, Heimlich him on himself on the sink. And he had a hard time eating after that, was eating lots of soft foods, and became a thing. And then about a year ago, I was by myself. I took two Advil gel caps.
Mm.
Now, one thing I know about gel caps is they're gel. They're going to dissolve, so I'm probably not going to, you know, choke to death.
Right.
But the weird thing was when I swallowed them, just a one in a million, they went into a place in my face I didn't know I had. You know how, like, sometimes you'll swallow something and it kind of feels like it goes in your sinus or something like that? It went, like, in my brain, and I just couldn't deal with it. I was outside throwing up on the front lawn. It was bad.
Dude.
Wow.
And all by myself. That's the part that was really gave me the willies.
Oof.
Don't like that.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a flaw. That's a design flaw.
It's a design flaw that we breathe out of the same thing that we swallow.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the whole thing. It should be separate.
Choking shouldn't be a thing.
Even right. I could have figured that out. I'm an idiot.
Damn it, Darwin.
So it was Darwin, but whoever it was deserves a talking to.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a reason it's like that. It's not efficient. So why would it be there?
Well, I mean, there's only...
Cutting corners?
There's only so many holes.
Where'd you cut corners on that?
Yeah.
I'm going to design this human.
There's only so many holes you can have.
Yeah, you can add one more hole.
What do you mean? You can have infinite holes.
Well, we don't.
My cousin does.
We have a fixed set of holes on the body.
Well, now, didn't have to be that way.
Well, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm afraid of?
What's that?
I have these fears, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually afraid of being alone and choking.
It's a good fear.
No, that's a fair one. That's not ridiculous.
It's a totally good fear.
Like, I don't choke on anything ever, but it could happen.
Yeah.
And I'm aware it could happen.
Yeah. It's a realistic thing.
Wonder how often does it happen, you think? Somebody's alone and chokes to death.
I don't know. Let's see what Google
An says. Able-bodied person,
be a horrible
adult.
Way to go, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder, do I run out the front door and knock on a neighbor's door?
I think you Heimlich yourself.
You do the thing on the couch or whatever,
Drop onto the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard. You can figure it out.
Have you done it?
I've tried it, just to see what happened.
You practiced the Heimlich?
Yeah, because it's a similar situation. It's like, man, I don't want to be up a creek, and then I choked to death on a peanut or whatever because I didn't know what I was doing.
Because you never practiced.
Because I never practiced.
Huh.
That's be prepared.
That's actually pretty thoughtful.
Scout's right? motto.
Yeah.
So it's right under the ribs, right?
Yeah, it's like right in that
solar plexus.
I don't know. Nobody knows what a solar plexus
is. Well, it is. When you get the gut punch, that's what knocks the wind out of you.
If you can slap it and it gives you like a feeling, that's your solar plexus.
And you're just like, slap it.
I kind of hurt myself poking at it a whole bunch.
Just now or before?
Just now.
This is going to be a great show today.
Yeah, no kidding.
It always is.
I'm tired. Wheels and I just got in this morning from our Saturday night out.
Yeah,
the
long weekend, nice. Man.
Yeah.
Whoa. Where'd you guys go?
I saw Craig Gass do stand-up comedy.
Where did we go?
I don't know. It was great, though.
Went
Funny
east
bone.
Side.
Yeah.
Went to Indianapolis, I think.
Wow. No, Memphis.
Memphis.
That's oh, wow.
Right.
Remember the ribs?
Yeah.
You guys had a bender, huh?
Yeah.
We did.
Nice. We're going to go to Nashville, and we're like, I don't think we'll make it back.
You went to the rendezvous or whatever that is.
Barbecue, yeah.
The barbecue spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Wheeler laughs loud.
I am a loud laugher.
That's at not... a comedy show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'm probably the ideal comedy audience member because I don't talk during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loud as hell when I laugh, and I almost always laugh.
But is was he... there ever a part of, like, was there a moment during the evening where you were like,
yep.
Man, take it down.
Oh, no, yeah. That was before.
That's what I was going to ask.
No, it's before when I want to nonstop talk. Like, that's the part where I'm annoying.
At any
there
point.
There was that part, too.
you're in a car together, right?
For a few minutes there, I was like the kindergarten kid, like, hey, Dave, guess what I did today?
Oh, you met there.
I made fish. Yeah. You know what I did today, Dave? I watched football, and I made fish.
He's not kidding.
No, I did that.
Like, when we were seated, we had maybe half an hour, because it's like 20 minutes until then Craig came on about 10 minutes later. And he really didn't stop.
No.
Like, he didn't stop.
Did he at any point embarrass you?
No, he laughed at things I didn't laugh at, like the opening lady.
She was funny.
She was opening lady.
Yeah.
And she was trying.
Yeah.
You know, she was fine.
She was trying.
But he was laughing.
I'm trying to be enthusiastic and have a good time. That's all I'm doing.
His laugh at her was harder than my hardest laugh at Craig.
Yeah, but I'm an extra hard laugher.
Oh,
well,
you are.
Here's the thing.
You
do stand-up, Dave. Mm-hmm. And I think that people who do stand-up have a standard for what you consider humorous.
And it's not being a jerk. Like, I've always been like that. If I'm sitting on a couch with you watching something funny, I may be really enjoying it, and you can't really tell.
Yeah, Dave's a quiet laugher.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm like that at concerts. I'm really enjoying it, but I'm not like,
I don't sing at concerts either. I want to listen to them sing. I don't want to hear me sing.
Yeah, if you looked at me, you'd probably think he's not having fun at all.
No. Different vibe for me at a concert. Now, I mean, you know, if I'm down in the pit, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not singing
along. Well, you're into all that heavy metal, banging your head on stuff.
Yeah, right? We're going to see Megadeth next week. You want to go?
No.
Who's
no,
we?
Me and Ben Boyd.
I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
And Nacho, he's going
to. Dave, would you like to go on that?
God,
you want to go to Megadeth?
Fun outing?
No.
Come on. It'd be good.
How long do you think you could last at a Megadeth show before you had to leave?
I mean, I don't last much past two or three songs at shows I want to go to. So.
Yeah.
First chord. Dave's out.
We did years ago. How many years ago? Oh, whatever. It was like 5-6 years ago. We did a bit where I made our producer, quote unquote, made him go to the Korn concert. And he's
more, Austin, right?
Yeah, Austin.
I remember
does.
That,
Austin
yeah.
is more of a country music guy. He works on a country station in Chicago now, and it was awesome. We videoed it and did some social media stuff. It was great. It was a good time.
Korn.
He survived. Korn, yes, with a K.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean,
how else you gonna spell it?
A backwards K.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You know who just now heard of Jane's Addiction today?
Hmm.
This
you
guy
didn't
right
know
here.
Who Jane's Addiction was.
I heard of him. I don't know who he is.
I don't know who this Jane person is.
What happened with that?
That was weird.
Did you see the video?
I did.
Yeah. So apparently Perry's just been awful on the whole tour. Like, can't sing anymore, out of breath. Like, just not, doesn't have it. And people are worried that he's back. He's having addiction issues.
Mm-hmm.
And at the show the other night, his wife says his complaint was that the music's too loud and nobody can hear him singing. Which was probably on purpose because he had been terrible at the singing, and he just went up to guitarist Dave Navarro and just pushed him and then threw a punch.
Yeah.
On stage in the middle of a song. And Dave Navarro's looking at him like,
what the hell is that?
For real?
Yeah.
Like, you're actually doing this? Perry's got problems.
Yes.
He's 65 years old, by the way.
Is he really?
I mean, you can see, like, I looked at the video and I'm like, ooh, he doesn't look good. And then, you know, he's always been, you know, he's kind of a weird dude, right? He's always dressed differently, looked different, you know, so you never know if it's a style choice. But I'm like, first of all, those guys are, he's 65. How? It doesn't feel like that long ago, but I guess they were in their 30s when they went big, which now makes more a little more sense.
Speaking of that, have you seen videos of Frankie Valli lately?
No.
Performing on stage, and I think they've got his vocals running on a track underneath him.
Yeah, he's
Oh my God, he's walking around.
He looks old.
He looks like Biden walking around, and he's holding the mic, and he's barely moving his mouth, but you hear the vocals.
He's much older than Biden.
Yeah, he's like 90, I think.
Oh my!
So they gotta
it looks really bad.
Yeah, he is 90. So is he actually singing or just pretending?
No, they've got the vocals running, and it looks really, really bad.
I mean,
I can't believe they have him out there.
Oh, here's a headline: New York Post, Frankie Valli, 90, struggles to lip sync at concert.
Yeah, it
says it all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty good headline. Tells you the story.
Man, why would you do that, though?
I don't know.
You get
Someone's
paid,
trotting
man.
Him out there for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Does he know that?
My kids do the same thing to me when I'm in my 90s.
I mean,
dropping Dave up.
Get out there, Dad. Get out there and do Gay Lincoln.
B.B. King did a show in St. Louis toward the very end, and it was unlistenable.
I remember that.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sometimes you got to hang it up.
What's the worst concert you
We should stop
seen?
Now.
Yeah. They went out on top.
I should have quit in 06, but that's just me.
We should retire mid-show like Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not come back.
Just be like, you know what? We're good.
Like, you know what? I'm retiring.
Good. Don't give me any of that downside.
You know what? I'm going home.
You said, what's the worst show we've seen?
Yeah, like, what's are there any like that jump out at you that's just like, what am I even
Mine's
watching
Mine's really
now?
Weird because it was Pat Benatar.
Really?
I saw her 10 years or so ago with, like, Night Ranger and The Usual Suspects, and she just could not have seemed more bored.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She just seemed completely disengaged. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of bad shows, though.
I haven't either.
I know Close said that he saw Led Zeppelin 4 times, and 3 times they were the worst band he'd ever seen.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Wow.
Sloppy, playing the wrong stuff, completely whacked out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's one that I saw where I was like, that's terrible, but I can't think of one.
I haven't had one either. I've heard that Hall & Oates, when they came into town, 4 years ago, they were really, really bad.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's
see that.
That's the last thing I've heard.
Like, just sounded bad or not into it?
Randy.
Yeah, yeah.
Said that one of the guys, I don't know, Hall or Oates, not sure, that looked
Oates.
Like he was being propped up with a stick on the stool. He just didn't move, and he sounded awful.
Hmm.
So
Hall had to cut it short the other night.
Did he?
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Age is a bastard, man.
Yeah.
Are they that old, though?
70s?
They're probably, yeah, I was going to say, they're probably around 70, right? Because they would have been, they were big in the early 80s. And they were easily grown men. Like, they weren't, you know, it wasn't a boy band thing. They were probably 30 years old when they first hit.
77?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
A buddy of mine sent me, this is weird that we're having this conversation, but just like yesterday, he was texting me. He's like, you can't believe that Sammy Hagar is 77.
Yeah.
And still actually sounds decent.
He does.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's his style is probably not as difficult as some of the other ones that we're talking about. Like,
I would disagree
with
that.
Frankie Valli is probably pretty tough to repeat when you're 90 compared to...
I mean, Sammy has a really high, really raspy rock and roll voice,
right,
which are usually the first to go.
Well, the high ones are the ones that first to go. You're right. The raspiness is usually okay.
He can still do it.
Unlike Vince Neil. I've never seen old fat Motley Crue, so...
Oh, man, he's lost it.
It's so bad. It is so bad.
Axel's really bad, too,
he's
right now,
terrible.
Right?
Oh, he's absolutely brutal. Just
That's
terrible.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Going back to Jane's Addiction real quick. So they've canceled the rest of their tour,
yep,
which means they won't be here for Evolution Fest.
Yep.
That's in, 2 weeks?
I think so.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I hate to miss him. I
you could have seen him, John.
I try and catch him every time they're in town.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Dave Navarro's worth the price of admission, though.
Yeah, he seems like a cool dude.
But he's really good. Really good guitarist. That's not him.
That's definitely not.
John Hancock hanging out with us. Amy is on a trip. John just asked if I was in an LLC because it's quarterly tax day. And I used to be an LLC back in like 04 when I got reamed by the IRS. I can teach you things about that. I can teach you what you can't do.
Yeah.
I can teach you how you can't be an LLC and still work for a company and claim taxes. I can teach you all that real good. But I was saying to you, and you agreed, because I only paid quarterly taxes 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone out there paid quarterly taxes instead of just having it taken out of their paycheck,
mm-hmm,
different world.
Totally different world. And yeah, even if you had to pay the taxes every pay period and write a check to the government for it, it is by far the single biggest check I ever write, you know, and I do it 4 times a year. I mean, it's more than, it's everything, you know. I'm not complaining, though. It's a great country.
You just kind of don't notice when they take it out of your check.
Right.
You're just like, oh, okay.
Because there's a number on the pay to the order. There's a number there, and that's what you got. You don't, on the back of the check is all the money they're sucking away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about being a tax cheat?
It's no good. You thought about being a felon? I've been audited.
Leaving and moving to a place where they don't extradite?
I was audited when I was in the legislature. And so I was single. I had no money. And I think we were making $23,000 a year, right? And then, so the Missouri Society of CPAs comes in. They give you this whole thing about how you can do your taxes. And I get to write off my tax home is in St. Louis. My work home is in Jefferson City. So I get to write off all the mileage. I get to write off every day I'm there for a per diem on my taxes. $74 a day I can write off of. And even if I'm just away from the tax home for 4 days or fewer, I can write off the weekends too. It's beautiful. So I had my adjusted gross income that year down to about $6,100. And I got a massive amount of money back, and I got audited. So I went into the IRS, and I justified every nickel on
it.
I walked out of there with a check for $200.
Well, you make kind of more money back? Yeah.
From them.
That's not how it went for me.
No. Yeah.
What is it like getting audited if you're not organized?
Well, you got to be organized.
I can tell you that, too. Yeah.
Bad? Probably not pleasant.
Is it bad?
It's really bad.
Go find these things.
Now, were you your own tax preparer, or did you?
No.
Oh, so you had a...
He got indicted. Yeah.
Well, that's rough.
No, I was upstairs with baby Phoebe, and Maureen yelled upstairs one Saturday and said, "Don't come downstairs. The IRS detectives are here."
Wow.
Yeah. And Phoebe pooped.
Oh.
So did I.
Yeah,
well.
I'm just picturing like me looking out my curtain and seeing the IRS and just going and getting in the tub and closing the bath curtain and just like, I'm just going to wait till
I'm not here.
Do they wait for you or do they go away and come back some other
day?
There's
no way they don't have more time on their hands than I do.
They went away and then I met with them and my attorney. And it was really interesting because there were two feds, and one was the boss and one was not. Yeah. And then there was a quiet guy in the corner, FBI something.
Mm-hmm.
He was there to intimidate. And it turned out that the younger of the IRS agents was a fan of the show.
Oh.
And I said something funny, and he started really laughing. And his boss shot him a look of death.
Wow.
And then the jig was up. And then they're just like, okay, we tried to intimidate you. Let's just talk.
Yeah.
Because they were after my accountant.
Right.
And
okay. So they knew he was pulling shenanigans.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we hadn't signed anything. You know, he had signed all of it. And we're just like, I mean, whatever. So
it was your accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That would, you just kind of take that for granted. At least
I do. Yeah, you do.
You know, you trust them.
But going through the audit was so, like, we just sat at a table, this kind of middle-aged little lady, looked like a bird.
Yeah.
And she just went line by line, and she would ask my justification, and I had no papers. So I'm like, well, I was kind of thinking there. She's like, nope. But then, you know, they did allow. I had bought like $20,000 worth of vintage guitars, and I played in a band where I made about $5,000.
Okay.
That doesn't add up.
Right.
And I thought, well, they're really going to get me for this. I could possibly do some prison time. And they're like, that's fine. Like, you can lose money in a business for like 5 years in a row. So I did.
Oh,
wow. Nice.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS 135. Hancock is out. Trish Gazelle is in, hanging out with us until 2:30 when Bernie shows up. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you needed some female energy in this room. Jeez.
Do we ever.
Let's tell everybody what you said when you walked in.
She said, hi, guys.
It was vulgar.
So there's a lot of testosterone in here.
She throws it down.
Yeah,
she really does.
I mean, it was the truth.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of Amy. When Amy makes her little bathroom jokes that she pretends that she doesn't know what they mean, and she says, tee hee, and then we all know.
I wasn't pretending.
No,
I did
neither
it on
she.
Purpose.
Neither she.
Unbelievable.
We're just talking about a band and a concert that none of us would ever go to on a dare. there are other things like that for me. Like, I cannot be a part of a tour. Any sort of a tour.
Like a tour of the brewery or
there
something?
You go.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Anytime
okay.
Where
I thought you meant a concert tour.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, that would be a big commitment.
Sure,
when I'm going like on someone else's schedule and now moving along, can't do it.
And you can't go left and you can't go right because they're going straight.
In fact, last year when Phoebe and I went with about 20 other people to D.C. to visit the FBI, the very first thing we did is we all met at the FBI headquarters and they have a museum. And it took everyone about 3 hours to see it. And it took Phoebe and I less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Saw everything you wanted to see.
Yeah, we went and had lunch. I mean, like how?
I'm with you.
How much can you, like, oh, Dillinger's gun. Got it.
Cool.
I just want to see the Tsarnaev boat, and I'm going to go home.
Which I did.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Oh, yep. Really? That is cool.
It mm-hmm. all depends on, like, I'm with you guys in the sense I can't do it for too long. You know, like, I get bored. I'm not really paying attention.
So, like, he's saying, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, a little bit more than that, but it just depends on the subject matter. Like, if it's something I don't care about, it's 2 minutes, I'm done, I'm out, I need to go do something else.
Me and the kids went to the Daniel Boone house one time, out in the boonies, no pun, and, I mean, we made it to, like, the first cabin, and that was it. We heard about sorghum and gingham, and I'm like,
Right, yeah. You're like, oh, there's Ben. How about that?
I don't like appointments. I don't like to have to be somewhere for a specific amount of time. I don't like picking things up. I don't like dropping things off. Like, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Nothing really. Watch it,
TV. Flow in like the waves.
You know, what I really don't like are going to showers, like baby showers or wedding showers. Like, can't stand them. But did you hear this new thing that people are doing success showers? So not necessarily for a wedding or for a baby, but people who have had a promotion, they're throwing themselves a shower. So, hey, I just got a promotion at work. Everybody celebrate me.
We're not doing that.
Isn't that just like a party?
Right. But like, why wouldn't you just say, like, hey, it's a shower?
Oh, because that implies to me you're supposed to bring gifts.
Right.
When I hear the term shower.
We're not doing that.
I'm not bringing you a gift because you got a promotion. You should be buying us stuff because you get make more money.
That's correct.
So what did you guys think? Because, I mean, when they first started, obviously it was more of a woman thing than a man thing to go to showers. But then they started doing the couple showers. Mm-hmm. And then you guys started getting dragged along.
Guys right now, I feel like, are doing more the diaper party thing.
Yep,
diaper party.
So a diaper party is very similar to a baby shower, but it's mostly a guy's party where you're encouraged to bring lots and lots of diapers.
And then you just sit around and eat.
You sit around and eat and drink and hang out. And generally, the guys kind of screw it up, though, because what you'll get is you'll get, 700 boxes of, like, newborn diapers that they outgrow in a week.
It's not really that helpful. Exactly what you're picturing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The women are having their talks. The men are having their talks. The two are not really combining except a couple of the guys. And, they're into it. And
I feel like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. But don't you feel like it's almost, you guys are setting that up so your wife can't get mad that you're going out with the guys? So you're saying it's a party for the
baby? No, guys don't want to go.
These are separate things that he's talking about. It's a guy's day.
It's a guy's
diaper party. There's no women there. It's just the guys.
Well, they need to stop.
Yeah, and they just bring diapers.
They're just calling it a diaper party so they can have a guy's night out. And the women are like, oh, it's so cute. They're doing something for the baby. And really, they just want to get
I thought you were talking about
together.
A couple's diaper party.
No. I mean, they're definitely, those exist too. Those are separate. Like the couple's baby showers, couple's wedding showers.
Two of those, and I ruined it so bad I was never invited back.
How did you ruin it?
Just lots of, like, pouting.
Yeah,
like
is the best way to ruin something is to pout. Yeah. So that's so you can ruin a whole party by pouting.
You're at the party actively pouting, and not talking to people.
No, actively is the wrong word. I prefer expertly.
Yeah, yeah. There's talent involved.
These guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Passive aggressive. People are going, "What's wrong with Dave?"
Yes,
but their first guess wouldn't be he doesn't want to be at the party.
Yeah,
it's so subtle they think that maybe something has gone wrong.
Oh, see, if you know guys, you would know that they don't want to be at that.
Yeah, brooding.
Yeah. Because it doesn't occur
enough, like, that blanket is amazing, and then you go back into sort of being quiet, and then people are like, "Is he okay?"
Because the women can't comprehend that somebody wouldn't want to be at a baby shower,
Just calm down
And then when
we're having a nice discussion. You can't go right when you start
the sentence first
like
floor
that.
Or something? Okay.
When you leave, your significant other goes like, "What was that about?" And you're like, "I'm sorry, what?
What are you talking about? I went, didn't I?
I had a good time.
I had a great time.
Do you feel like we've gotten a little out of hand with asking people to pay for the things that we've elected to do?
Sure.
Like, okay, wedding gifts, fine, that makes sense. But then the showers, and there are like multiple showers, and then you've got the diaper thing.
Can I ask what you think about, because people have started to do this now on their wedding registry, saying, give me money for my honeymoon or give me money for a down payment on my house.
I haven't seen that yet.
I've seen this a lot. Instead of like getting, you know, your list from Target, I want 12 dishes. They say,
here's my GoFundMe.
Please chip in for our honeymoon or our down payment on
our house. I got some dishes for you.
Okay, let's talk about what kind of money. Okay, so it's someone who you're close to. It's not a throwaway person. Like I don't even know who this person is. It's a friend.
Friend, family member,
what
whatever.
What sort of money are you spending?
So it's my close friend and they're getting married.
Yeah.
Probably $100.
Oh.
Did you think lower or more?
More.
Really?
I would think so.
Well, I mean, how close are they? I mean, if it's a family member, if it's like my sister, yeah. But if it's just like a close friend, I mean.
I think your presence is enough.
How much would you spend?
I guess about that. It depends. Maybe 150. I don't know.
150.
Maybe. It depends.
I feel like 100 is a solid number. Like, not too little, not too much.
If you're not important, it is. If, like, they're not going to notice you at the wedding, if you're just sort of a rando.
If you're just a guest.
And you do $100, that's really good.
See, I think, or maybe I just haven't been to a wedding in a long time and I haven't counted for inflation, but I thought, like, if that's the case, what you just described, like, if you're not that important, $50.
Oof.
Man, I'm going on the registry. I'm clicking price low to high sort. I'm getting you whatever $6 flatware you have on
there. Well, I just Googled this. The average wedding gift is $100 to $150.
Okay.
There you go.
I ain't spending $100 on your wedding. Yeah.
I get it is all about who it is, Ronja, right? If you're the best man, you're probably going to spend more than that.
Ronja, I had two dates this weekend, both with coworkers.
Oh, well, you had in this with
room.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to the Lebanese Fest with Trish.
Oh, how was the Lebanese Fest?
Well, thank you for mentioning it on your
show. I did it for you.
I know, I appreciate that. Are you lying?
I did. Okay. It was on Friday.
Dave was like a rock star. Like, he came in and sat down at the table and there were five people on him. Like, I listen to your show every day.
I'm huge with the Lebanese.
So not only that, but you have no idea, was it? At least half a dozen people stopped you at Funny Bone. At least.
Asking
probably more
if I
than
would
that.
Perform.
Yeah.
Can you be
they were asking him to dance for some reason. It was weird. Like,
so
Dave, could you dance for us?
Did you enjoy yourself? Did you like the food? What'd you think? First impressions?
I did. It was like, it's one of those things where you can tell everyone knows each other but you.
Yeah.
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 It was a big, giant private party. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people show?
Well, it was 3 days, so yesterday was really crowded. And, you know, if you missed out on the festival, they do Wednesday lunches. Have you ever been to a Wednesday lunch? So every Wednesday at St. Raymond's, the hall's open. You can go in and have lunch. Food made by the men and women. But this was just our big festival. I thought there was a lot of people. I didn't count them, but
also
it was pretty crowded.
I blew away the gazelle family.
Oh, my God.
I had never seen a pull tab before because I'm not Catholic.
Can you not believe this?
You know what pull tabs?
You all know what pull tabs are?
No.
Aha.
What?
Should I know?
See?
What?
Do you?
Yeah.
Pull tabs are the best form of gambling in the whole world.
Yes. To the point where, because we are all doing pull tabs.
It's a Catholic thing?
Yes.
I don't know. But he said, I've never seen a pull tab before. And my sister goes, where are you from? I was like, South Roxana.
So what is it? We didn't have those in Granite City either.
So describe it.
Think of it like a scratch off, right?
Yes.
Where like you're trying to hit all three lemons or whatever to win the prize, and they're really easy. You just kind of
it's cardboard little pieces.
Cardboard
of paper.
Little piece with about four or five pull tabs on it, and then you
pull it,
pull the tabs off, and you try and see if you won any of the prizes.
They're fun.
It's kind of like a scratch off.
Never seen one.
No,
it's crazy.
It's like a scratch off, but instead
I'm
of scratching
you, dude,
it, you pull the tabs.
Growing up on the East Side, there were Catholics, not many. And then there was everyone else. And Catholics did their Catholic thing, and no one else did.
Oh, for so much of my life, I thought the whole world was Catholic.
Oh,
so
sure.
So did I. I've said this on the show before. I used to ask people, are you Catholic or public? Like, that? Are you Catholic or public? I thought there were only two options.
I grew up thinking everybody was Catholic but me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Catholic schools and everything, but, like, probably until high school. And high school is when I realized, wait a minute. We're actually a pretty small percentage.
I just knew that Catholics didn't have to go to school in the snow. That's what I know.
Oh, but yeah, the kids
yeah,
still
they
easy.
Always
yeah,
called
yeah.
off
we
before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
St. Ambrose, yeah, St. Yeah. Mary's. Like, who are these saint people?
Well, depending on the, I don't know how it is here, but like where I grew up, a lot of us, we were dependent upon public school buses. Like, we had agreements and we would pay them to share the ride. And we had to make a call before they would make the call. So we always went early. Like, we always canceled early because we had people coming from other, lots of different places.
I mean, did you guys too? And I don't know, because you said you never got off school. I mean, I remember listening to KMOX to
see. Oh, definitely.
And you know, mine was the same Margaret Mary, so I had to wait till the end. And if you missed it, to hear of your call, you had to
wait for the start over.
The whole thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there were no phone systems where they called
you. That was the best, though.
And if they didn't call yours, which they didn't call mine much, you'd be like, I think I missed it.
Right.
I'm just going to listen one more time.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys have the white crayon thing?
I don't know what you mean.
When we thought there was going to be snow and it might be a snow out, Phoebe would put a white crayon in the window.
To make it like a superstition.
I did not know
thing.
That. I had never heard that. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yep.
I'm going to do that from now on. Maybe I won't have to go to work.
Yeah. The only reason
that
I know
white crayon in the window.
I knew the Catholic stuff was because of Phoebe. Maureen's Catholic, but then Phoebe became Catholic. And the Advent calendar.
Oh, yeah. Love an Advent.
So
calendar,
Phoebe was about four. And the Advent, you put treats in every single day, and Maureen's not that person. And so towards the end of the month, she was getting a little
lax.
So she put a couple of peppermints in. And I'll never forget it. Phoebe, little 4 years old, in her little footy pajamas, walks up and opens the door, and she goes, who did you say puts these candies in? And Maureen goes, baby Jesus. And she shuts it, and she goes, why don't you tell baby Jesus to try again tomorrow?
Oh, my God. That is so cute. Wasn't digging
her.
The peppermint.
Good for her.
Baby Jesus.
Then we had Tickle Me Elmo that terrified her, and she just looked at it and she goes, Melmo in the closet. Now it's out. Melmo's been in the closet ever since.
That's cute.
You know, I hope we get one of those snow days this year. I know it doesn't snow anymore, but I really want one of the snow days where we all have to stay in the hotel together.
It's like Interstellar, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
That sounds awful.
Wouldn't you guys like to have a
No, I would like to be stuck
hotel.
At home by myself.
No.
I don't want to be stuck
I only got to do that
one time. One per show.
One person per show?
No, one room, like a hotel room per show.
Well, I think it's just
everybody
be one big room.
The whole group in there.
Could you even imagine?
Floats out the dirty stuff.
What?
You're always floating out the dirty
That's not
stuff.
Dirty?
No, like it's not going to get dirty with us in the same room.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
That's up to you.
You know what
Clearly.
You, hey, you
Dave,
know what,
if it's you, me, and Andrew, and then we all have to take a bath for warmth?
Oh, my God.
You know what you're doing, Amy.
What?
Yeah, Amy what? Makes the jokes
the
and pretends she doesn't know.
I am trying to imagine a hotel room where you're stuck with Dave, Rachel, Andrew, and Kevin. Like, who dies
Same
first?
Same room.
Oh, Dave would
who
die first because
first?
He can't take... I mean, Andrew and I are a lot.
I'm like, not going to kill Dave.
No. I mean, I think that they would just pass away. Like, they're on their own.
Oh,
like, I can't take this anymore.
One of you is getting killed. Is
oh,
what I
and
mean.
Then it would be me, or probably.
Yeah, don't look out the window.
Actually, you know, it might be Andrew.
I'm not annoying.
No. We're
I don't
both,
know where you're getting
don't
this
Don't get
from.
Me wrong. We're both pretty, we're both pretty loud and annoying, but I'm a little meaner.
I am not bothering
anyone. Do you
anyone.
Snore, Andrew?
Holy do I ever. You guys, the first time that I heard a recording of me snoring, I was like, how did I survive that? I am the worst snorer I have ever heard in my life.
Then that means you probably go first in the middle of the night.
Andrew lost his wife to a hammock.
Huh?
I did. She likes the hammock more. The hammy.
Oh, she moved out?
In the yard?
Hammy, his name. No, it's in our living room.
You have a hammock in your living room?
Yeah.
What's it
see, you,
to?
See, I know you're a connoisseur of comfort, Trish, but you got to get on the Stoles family level. We got a hammock in the living room. We got rid of a couple of chairs that we had in the living room that we weren't using, and we got a hammock.
Is that where she lays and watches TV?
Oh, yeah.
And she sleeps, apparently.
And she sleeps pretty frequently in the hammock.
Wow.
And naps in the hammock, and it's her happy
place.
Are
you allowed to, like, touch her?
What?
You know, can you be like, hi, honey?
Sure. I mean,
she
if I wanted.
She doesn't get all, like, leave me alone, I'm in the hammock.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can.
Oh.
I didn't mean in your life.
The weirdest question and the weirdest
Did
answer.
You hear what he said?
I had no idea how
He
to
says,
answer.
If I want it.
No, if I wanted
Ew.
To. If I wanted to touch the wife.
That never happened.
Go to break.
We probably should go to
that
break.
That was disgusting.
God.